はい、皆さんおはようございます。
Good afternoon everyone. To those who are watching this service on the internet, good morning, hello and good evening. We give a tithe offering of all the offerings we have collected to other churches and Christian organizations. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for feeling the needs of our church. Now we'd like to give a tithe offering of 38,700 yen to other churches and Christian organizations. I pray that you will sanctify it and use it for them. Thank you for your grace. I praise your name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning once again. The team came back to Japan from Cambodia, and let's watch a short movie about this outreach. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers for this team from September 12th and 14th. We went to Cambodia on a team. Our stay there was very short because we wanted many people to be able to join this outreach. And, you know, if we had stayed there longer, that would have been too much burden for them because they have their lives. We have this orphanage in Cambodia, but that is also our online church in Cambodia. The faith of the children are growing, and some of the children came up to me declaring, I will come to Hakuba, or I will come to Hakuba 100 times. they make declarations in faith. We had a baptismal ceremony in which three children were baptized. One of the children who was baptized, when he came to this orphanage when he was a little child, nobody knew his birthday. So I gave the day of my birthday to him as his birthday. Some of the children in the orphanage are still young, but others are becoming adult, and some of them graduated from high school, and they're going to go into a society in Cambodia. And next outreach to Cambodia will be next January, and we will stay there one day longer than this outreach we have just finished. If you are interested, please join this team. Now let's watch 1 minute video.
みたいに分厚くて読むには大変と思われる方も多いんじゃないでしょうか。旧約聖書は39巻、新約聖書は27巻、聖書は66巻で成り立っています。この書簡を覚えるためには3区27と覚えると覚えやすいですよ。さて、聖書はモーセ、ダビデ、パウロ、ペテロなど様々な人によって1500年以上をかけて書かれています。書かれた時期も場所もその方々の職業もそれぞれ違います。例えばダビデは王様ですし、ペテロは漁師です。でも聖書に書かれている内容は初めから終わりまで一致があります。これってすごく不思議なことだと思いませんか。これはみんな神様に何を書いたらいいか導かれて書いたからなんです。分厚い本ではありますが、聖書にはいろいろなことが記載されているんですよ。これから少しずつ皆さんにご紹介していきますね。きっと聖書を読みたくなるはずです。では今回はこれで終わります。また次回お楽しみに。
This video looked very short, but this is a real 1 minute video. The Bible was written by those who received a special anointing of God. So God wrote this, and the 66 books are in the Bible. 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament. The Bible is the only true word of God. There is no book like the Bible. If the Lord puts His special hand on the Bible, and you can, for example, Mormon is heresy. But not only the Bible, but they have their own Mormon scripture. And the Unification Church, they also have another book for their religion together with the Bible. And heresies, they have wrong teaching that are not in the Bible. Of course, we know that the Bible is the only infallible word of God. Of course, there can be some mistakes in translation, but the original word of the Bible is the only truth. And Catholics they are not heresy, but they have some wrong teaching. For example, they worship Mary. Mary was Jesus' mother, and she was a very wonderful woman in faith. But Catholics believe that Mary is some spiritual person, and they believe that they can pray to God through Mary, because they believe that their answers are not very heard by God. But if they pray to God through Mary, God will hear them. But that's not written in the Bible. The Bible says that we are able to pray to God directly. Recently, Mother Teresa became a Catholic saint. One of the conditions that the Catholic Church makes somebody a saint is that they believe that their prayers are heard by God when they pray to God through that saint, but that's wrong. We believe that the Bible is the only true word of God, only these 66 books in the Bible. And so if you find some writings or some documents or saying that are not in the Bible, they are all wrong. We need to know that the Bible is the only truth. Now, let's watch a short video about our reach to Israel.
イエスはパンを取り、祝福しの力を裂き、彼らに与えて言われた。取りなさい、これは私の体です。
て他に何も手がないってことが
歩けるようにダンスもできるようにしてくださって
他に何でも言うことができる
はい、どうもありがとうございます。
Thank you. From October 31st and November 12th, we will go to Israel. This outreach will be the first outreach of a new year because the Lord has given us a word that we should start our church year in November.By going to Israel, God blesses this outreach in a special way every year. New Jerusalem will be the place where we will live with God forever. And the present Jerusalem is closely connected with this New Jerusalem. Please do not go to borrow money from consumer credit business company. When you pray and ask God, the Lord will provide you with enough finances if it is the will of God for you to go to Israel. You know, last week I went to Cambodia and some children in the Cambodian orphanage came up to me and declaring that they would come to Hakuba, and some of them said they would come to visit Hakuba 100 times. So it's important for us to exercise our faith. And also on October the 2nd, Sunday, we will have Tokyo Charismatic meeting, and this meeting will be a meeting for praying for the peace of Jerusalem. And this day will be the day when Christians are supposed to pray for the peace of Jerusalem all over the world. Please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We have a short video from Pastor Thomas of ECI and also another coordinator who plays a very important role for this meeting all over the world. He will also send us a video message, and we will watch it. And we will be together in our hearts to pray for the peace of Jerusalem in this meeting, and we will ask to decide a coordinator for this meeting in Japan. And we have decided that Pastor Sister Numa will be the coordinator because she used to be involved in this work previously. Yesterday, the members of the Internet Committee went to a game exhibition. The reason why they went there, a game show. They went there to make researches on virtual reality. You know, we use videos. We actually broadcast this worship service through video online. So they learned about that kind of thing from this game show. And in this game show, you know, they experienced virtual reality. And we are able to use this technique for our online church service. You know, where we use virtual reality, people who watch this service online, they experience as if they were really in this service. And they experience more reality of this service. You know, there have been many developments about internet, and the Lord speaks to us that we should introduce AI into our work of internet. By the way, a pastor of one famous church, he read an article of a newsletter, and he praised the article. This article was written by Pastor Kitajima. The biggest church in the United States is Lakewood Church. Pastor Kitajima wrote about this church in his article. Well, and I had a chance to attend a meeting of the founding pastor of this Lakewood Church in India. And I was arranged to have a breakfast with this founding pastor. And I remember maybe I also saw the son of this founding pastor. Now the son is pastoring that church in Lakewood Church. And this Lakewood Church, they have a church in their place, but they also have a lot of online church members all over the United States on the internet. And we are also, we also have the same flow by broadcasting our services on internet, and we have online church members in Japan and in various parts of the world. I've heard one testimony about a dog who passed away. He was sick, but when his owner played the CD of our original gospel song, A Sound of a Wind, the dog became calm, and he was okay, and he looked up at the CD when he heard that CD. I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is working through this music, and it even touches our pets. Let's now go into the Bible. You know, by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are given eternal life. And the Lord says, we have overcome the world. Overcoming the world means we see God's victory in our problems and in difficulties. But some Christians, they experience forgiveness of their sins, and they have eternal life, but they seldom see God's victory in their lives. So they are like non-Christians in that aspect. And the Bible says in the 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, that we overcome the world by faith. So unless we exercise faith, even if we are Christians and we believe in the Lord Jesus and we have eternal life, when we don't exercise faith, we don't see vivid victory of the Lord in our lives. So let us exercise faith. When we exercise faith, the Lord will move in a drastic way. Well, every time I go abroad, I always buy an economy class ticket, but I have boarded the first class for 9 times by using free upgrade tickets. How many of you experienced miracle of God last week? When we exercise faith, we see God's miracles. So how can we exercise faith? I can give you 3 points. One is pray. The second is giving thanks. Of course, that this is included in prayer. And the third is listen to God's voice and obeying it. Unless we exercise faith, well, of course, our sins are forgiven and we have eternal life. But unless we exercise faith, we don't see specific work of God. When we pray and give thanks to God and we listen to God's voice and obey it, we see His glory. If you haven't done all the things properly, I'd like to encourage you to practice them. You see wonderful work of God. And if you have been doing these things already, God will test you. You experience that even though you have been exercising faith, your situations will never change, and you don't see any miracle for a long time. So that's a testing of God for you. So you are tested to if you become enough patient, and if you keep praying, and if you keep giving thanks to God, and if you keep obeying God. We were also tested when we were trying to establish a children's care center in Fukushima, Japan. And one famous company promised us that they would support us for this work and they would donate for this purpose. But we were tested because they contacted us saying that they gave us the idea of supporting for this work. But we didn't give up. And we prayed to God and obeyed Him until the end. When we started, when I became a charismatic Christian, and many other pastors or famous pastors or teachers of Japanese churches in those days, they also became charismatic Christians, but only one of them kept his faith as a charismatic Christian. At the others, they gave up and became back to become an evangelical Christian. The reason why God tests us is the Lord wants to manifest more of His glory through your faith. If you pray for something, and if it is in His will, keep praying. And if you are in the will of God, keep obeying God to the end. And then you see His glory. Let me pray. You are trying to make judgment, but you haven't asked God in prayer. So you have to ask God and hear Him in prayer and receive judgment or decision from Him. You think that you believed in God and you stepped forward, but you think you made a failure. And you need to give thanks to God because it was your failure to think something from God. So give thanks to Him and ask God in prayer. You have a wrong point in God's teaching. You need to deal with this in prayer, and then God will clear it up for you. Now, let us pray for healing. And let's repent in our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that You touch each one of us, deliver us from diseases in body and in mind, and in the name of Jesus, I bind the power of sickness. In the name of Jesus, I command, be healed, be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's victory. You have a swollen gum and you are healed. You have a sore throat and you have a bad lung and you are healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 仰ぎ願わくは主イエスキリストの恵み、主の神の愛、聖霊の親しき交わりが、私たち一度ともに、
fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen.